Hi there, I'm Fabricio Cruz, I'm a coffee shop millionaire, and welcome to yet another excellent, informative video on how to achieve the lifestyle of your dreams. In this presentation, I'm going to be going over in more detail aspects of keyword research that you won't hear anywhere else, and I'm going to simplify it like you've never seen before. And I don't care if you're brand new or you've been doing this grand business for years now, you're going to learn something here. So let's go ahead and get into it and see what it is that we're talking about today. Well, we're going to be talking about keyword research, how to find the most profitable keywords for all your sites, offers, and online promotion. So what is keyword research and why does it matter? Well, keywords are the specific search terms that your prospects are going to be typing into Google or any other search engine to look for information. And this could be anything. Anything that they're looking for, they're going to type it in. That's a keyword. You know, whenever you research something online, you're entering a keyword. So for example, dog training tips. Let's say that you're looking for information on how to train your dog. You're going to type in dog training tips. And let's just assume that if your product is about dog training or training dogs, then you want to get in front of people that are searching for dog training tips because these are your best potential prospects. You know, think about it. You are connecting the keyword to an offer that they're most likely looking for or something that they're going to respond to positively so that in the end they'll end up buying or requesting more information, and you have them either as a customer or as a lead. And if you get them in as a lead, then you're going to have multiple opportunities later down the line to convert that lead into a paying customer, and hopefully a paying customer for years to come. So now, why is keyword research important? Because I know a lot of marketers like to glaze over this, but it's an important, it's one of the most important aspects of your search engine optimization and pay-per-click campaigns. I mean, this is the start. This is the foundation. And I'll tell you that if you're targeting the wrong keywords, the search engines and your customers may never find you, which will result in lost dollars and meaningless rankings. You know, I mean, with the organics, you know, you're not necessarily paying for rankings, but they're going to be meaningless. You're going to be wasting time and effort into getting your site to rank for those meaningless keywords. And then pay-per-click, that's where it's going to hurt the most, because you're actually spending money for people clicking on the wrong keywords. So you have to make sure that every keyword that you generate, every keyword that you have, is on target, is on point with the offer that you're promoting. It could be a product that you're selling, a CPA offer, an affiliate program, but it just needs to be on point. And and if it's something like Coffee Shop Millionaire, we're going to have many resources. We're going to have already keywords that you can already take and use, so that part's already done for you. And you can even use that as an example. But yeah, there's plenty and plenty of ways to get a good list of keywords, and we're going to go over this. And again, like I said, this is the foundation to a successful internet marketing campaign. This is where it all starts. You know, imagine building a house on sand. It's not going to be very firm. We don't want to build our internet marketing campaign on sand. You know, we want to build it on a rock, on a solid rock, just like we want to do with our internet marketing campaigns. And again, internet marketing starts with keyword research. And there's multiple types of keywords, so not all keywords are the same. And you got to keep in mind, what is the mindset of the people that are typing in these keywords? So there's three different main type of keywords. There's buyer keywords, there's long tail keywords, and then there's information seeker keywords. You know, obviously your goal is to get those targeted buyers, those people that are ready to take that next step, and you can tell by the type of keyword that they're looking for or that they're typing in whether or not they're ready to go. The more specific of what they're looking for, the more likely they're ready to buy. If it's a very general term, then they're more likely to be information seekers and long tail seekers. You know, long tail keywords also can be sometimes be buyer keywords as well. So long tail kind of goes a little bit into both the buyer keywords and the information seeker keywords. But long tail is kind of more in the middle. The buyer keywords, the buyer psychological mindset, that's where we want to be. So the better that you can target, you know, your buyer keywords with your websites and your ads, the more quickly you will profit, because everything's going to be in harmony. You know, we don't want to see, you know, a disconnect somewhere in the chain. You know, you've got your ad, or you've got your listing, then you've got your product, and then you've got the call to action. All that has to be in line, in harmony together, in order for this, for our campaigns to be profitable. And we're going to break it down for you super, super easy here. Now let's talk about the buyer keywords. Now again, these are keywords that people are ready to buy. For example, you know, and this is an example too of a long tail keyword phrase, but what if you had an ad that came up when this word was entered? Where to buy Canon PowerShot SD 1000. What do you think about that? You know, that means somebody knows exactly what they're looking for. Or what about cheap Canon PowerShot S10 or SX10IS? You know, that's a specific model number. You know, obviously that's not quite as a buyer keyword as the previous one, but I'll tell you, that's very specific. They want specific information on that, and they're more likely to be doing their research, reviewing to make a buying decision. So they're very, very close to the edge there. You know, what about cure athlete's foot? You know, these people are looking for a cure to a problem that they currently have. That's another excellent buyer keyword. And notice that people are using very specific words like where to buy or cheap or cure. You know, cheap car insurance. You know, or where to buy. Where to buy baseball hats, you know, whatever. You know, those are buying keywords. Those are people that are ready to take action, especially the cheap. They're not quite up to the one where to buy keyword level, but it's right there. They're looking to do research, and they're looking to be, you know, persuaded in order to taking action to the next step, because they're doing their research and they're comparing right now. So these are all signs that people are searching and they're ready to buy right now. They're not ready to buy, you know, later on next week. They're ready to buy right now. These are people with, you know, their money in hand, ready to spend it somewhere. So let's talk about information seeker keywords. You know, for example, 2010 Ford Mustang. You know, you're researching a car. You know, you're probably looking to see, you know, about the safety ratings, and then you'll probably look up another car right after. So that's obviously not necessarily a buying keyword. Or the Atlanta Braves. I mean, that you know, if you're selling baseball bats, you don't want to target the Atlanta Braves, the keyword, because that's going to be very, very off topic. They might be researching their favorite team. They might be looking for something to buy that's pertaining to fan wear or like a poster of an Atlanta Braves player, or maybe they're looking for specific team information, or they might even be looking for season tickets or tickets to a game. But we don't know specifically. I mean, they just don't know what they want yet. They're at the beginning of that search or that research process. So we don't want to be bidding on these type of terms that are extremely, extremely general. Or what about heart disease, for example? Yes, we might have a product that helps people, you know, handle and overcome and battle their heart disease, but they're just at the very beginning. You know, that you might want to target terms like how to cure heart disease or you know, heart disease relief, things like that. Those are people that are a little bit more down the line than somebody just researching general heart disease. It could be for somebody in their family. It could be researching the topic in general. Maybe they're looking to donate money for the cause. I mean, there's just a lot of things that they could be doing based on just that key term. And then internet marketing. I mean, there could be people seeking free internet marketing information. There could be people just researching in general how to market online, but doesn't necessarily mean that they're ready to buy something. You know, if they were to type internet marketing course, that's a pretty good prospect. Or internet marketing tips, you know, that'd be a pretty decent prospect, although I don't think it's as good as internet marketing course, because that tells you that they're looking for a system or a program or something to help them out. And that might be a great opportunity to present them with something like Coffee Shop Millionaire or our Coffee Shop Millionaire affiliate program that pays out 50% recurring every single month. So go get your hop links and use a lot of this information that I'm showing you right now to promote Coffee Shop Millionaire and make a ton of money. But yeah, internet marketing is definitely a very, very general key term. And you notice that these words, they're not very specific. So these searchers are simply searching for general information. And like I said, they're not ready to buy. They're not ready to take that next step. So let's talk about keyword research tools. And, you know, most keyword research can be done for free. So, you know, I know there's a lot of competition out there for keyword tools that do this and do that. And I'll tell you, some work great, some don't really work as advertised, and some, you know, they have so, there's like a lot of science behind it, which to me, it's overcomplicating a simple process. You know, the most popular tool, the keyword tool that I know of, and it's absolutely free, is the Google keyword tool. And I know there's a long, kind of an ugly looking link right there. The easiest way to get there is to just Google the term keyword tool or Google keyword tool. So let's go ahead and jump on over here, and I'll show you kind of briefly of how I like to use it. So let's say my key term is making money. All right, so I'm going to search that, and that's my key term, making money. So it's going to kind of tell me everything that I need to know about making money, or at least the keywords. Make money fast, make money quick. These are people who want to learn strategies on how to make money fast, make money quick, make money ideas. That one might not be such a good buyer key term. That's more of just information, probably a freebie seeker. Make money, obviously, that's a very, very general term. You know, you're going to spend a lot of money targeting that. Make money easy sounds like a freebie seeker right there. Make money tips could be good to build a list with some of these keywords, but you want to focus on the people that are ready to take some kind of an action. You know, making money on the internet, that one's a little bit more specific. So if you have a product that appeals to them, you know, like Coffee Shop Millionaire, make money on the internet with Coffee Shop Millionaire. I mean, that's an excellent one right there too. And then you'll see, and if you recall from previous trainings, you'll see that there's also some related keywords. Now these you kind of have to go through one by one to determine whether or not it's on point, but Google's just saying that these are related key terms to make money in general, and you just have to see if they relate to your offer specifically. Now, something really cool too that you can do right here is, let's say if you already have your website put together and you want to see what Google thinks of your website, this is one of the easiest things to do. I'm going to put up one of my sample websites. Okay, so that's my www.mimicmillionaire.com/intro.htm. That's the URL I'm putting on there. And that's kind of a make money site that's promoting a product that teaches people how to make money through some pretty unique methods. So I'm going to go ahead and type search and see what do they say about this website. What is this website all about? Right here, these are all the key terms that Google thinks my website is all about. So this is a pretty good idea of where to get a good list of keywords to start from. So if you're hesitant, you're stuck, and you don't know where to start, this is an excellent way to do it too. You know, sometimes it might take you a little bit of while to determine those seed keywords. Okay, so obviously Gary Halbert, that's a guru. It's the name of a late marketing guru, and he's featured on the site quite a bit. So that's a related keyword. Let's see. Make money on the internet. We talked about that. Making money on the internet seems to be pretty good. How to make money. That's another one. Just like make money on the internet. Make money online free. We don't want that. Business internet. No. Work online from home. That's not specific enough for me. Easy online money. I don't want an easy seeker. Work at home online. So some of these are okay. Not all of them, but I'll just grab a few here. For example, let's just see, easy way to make money. I mean, the author's name is Vincent James, so obviously we want to target that. Make money on internet. Well, make money on the internet, it's kind of similar right there. So okay, yeah, you know, you have to go through these, and there's 100 in this example. So I just want to grab a few to show you how to do this. And you can also select whether or not you want them to be broad, exact, or phrase. And we'll go more details on what that means. But for the sake of building your first kind of general keyword list, you don't have to worry about that. That's more of an AdWords specific feature there. And another cool thing here is, and obviously all these keywords have pretty high competition, but this is a pretty good indicator as to how much competition there is. You're going to see in most of the markets we're going to be in, they're going to be high competition, so do not let that scare you away. The good thing to keep in mind about this type of marketing, internet marketing, is markets with a lot of competition is great, because you're learning strategies that most of that competition have no idea about. So don't let competition scare you at all. In fact, I welcome competition with open arms. So usually you can sort right there pretty good as to go high to low competitive wise, but since they're all pretty high, then you know that might not tell you much, at least relative to the keywords from each other. But this will tell you right here, global monthly searches. Obviously this term money online is searched a lot more than, say, something more specific like, you know, make money on the internet. You'll see money online is just over 4 million monthly searches, whereas make money on the internet is just over 135,000. So that's a good way to determine the competitiveness between these keywords, because like I said, their actual competition, this competition meter or reader right here, is all pretty much high. So it's hard to determine there. Just determine right here. But don't let the high competition scare you, like I said. That's the number one thing that you should take away from this from this part of the presentation is do not let it scare you. So once you've got a decent keyword list, and I usually like to start off with around 100 keywords. I only have a handful right here because, again, this is just for example purposes. Then you're going to want to export those keywords. You know, so the easiest way to go about exporting the keywords is, you see right above here, keyword, it says download. So you can download all 100 that it came up with, or download the selected 7. Now, if you're pretty sure that they're all appealing, then go ahead and download all of them and don't have to worry about going one by one. But it's personally, I'm telling you, it's worth the time to handpick them, because this is your foundation of your internet marketing business, and you don't want to get this part wrong, because you're going to be targeting, you know, totally irrelevant keywords. You know, if I did download all 100, then I'm going to be getting second income, you know, which doesn't make much sense to what I'm doing. Businesses, internet. I'm going to be getting, you know, some of these, like, make money for free. I don't want those keywords. Those keywords mean nothing to me. So I'm going to handpick the keywords that make most sense to my site. I'm going to go to here to download, select the 7, although that number will be different, you know, depending on how many keywords you select. And then you can export to any one of these formats, CSV, text, you know, any type of format that you want right here. CSV is usually the easiest. Everybody's got the ability to kind of read in that format. So you can download that, and you know, I'm going to go ahead and open it up real quick for you. So now I've just downloaded it, and now I'm going to, let me close out of here. So yeah, I've downloaded it, so I can, I'll pull it up there later on, but you have it there in your download section, and you can easily manage the list of keywords, and you can export them into your own AdWords campaigns. But for this example, I just wanted to show you the download is available. Again, click on the download selected, save it to somewhere where you know you're going to find it, and then you're going to have all this data there on your Excel spreadsheet. So go ahead and do that, and you'll have a nice little list of keywords. And again, very, very easy. Not as hard as they'll make you believe, right? I mean, I'm sure you've seen other keyword processes explained. So again, this can be done for free. It doesn't have to cost any money. I just showed you the Google Keyword Tool. It's an excellent resource. And you know, if you wanted to spend some money, which, you know, why if it's free? But there's other paid services that'll kind of help you along the way in terms of research, which are Word Tracker, KeyCompete, NicheBot, SpyFu, and there's a few others. And those are reputable sources. But you know, start with the Google Keyword Tool. It's free. I just showed you how to do it, and it's definitely something worth taking a look at. So go ahead, and I just showed you how to do it. So let's go ahead and move on to the next thing, is what do I do with the keywords? Now, you can use them for your pay-per-click campaigns, you know, which is SEO, and of course I explained this in the other videos. So you can either use them for pay-per-click, or you can use them for your SEO campaigns. But again, this is the foundation, so you want to make sure that you include this everywhere. You know, have them on your website, title tag, meta description, meta keywords, the headings, the alt text, anchor text, and navigation links. And if you don't know what any of that means, don't worry about it. Don't overcomplicate things. Just make sure that it's appropriately scattered throughout the site. And then off of your site, you're going to use these keywords for backlinks, which means your anchor text. But we're going to talk more about backlinks and anchor text in another video here on our SEO topic, because that's more of an SEO topic. But again, there's plenty to do with these keywords right now. Just build yourself a nice list of keywords. Like I like to say, start off with 100, and you'll find some that are winners. You'll find some that aren't so great. But the only way you'll find out which ones are working is by testing and eliminating those that aren't. And then you'll be slowly scaling your way. And I say slowly. It doesn't have to be slow. But what I meant to say was eliminating as much risk as possible while still being comfortable with how progress is going, if you're able to start off with a nice list of about 100 or so keywords. If you could find 500 or 1,000, go for it. But typically 100 is a good place to start, so that you're not inundated with tons of keyword research to start with. And we just want to get you going, and get you going quickly. So that's pretty much it. You know, you just got to take action. You know, keyword research is simple. Just use the tools that I've showed you, you know, on how to put together and put in your list. And like I said, 100, start with 10, you know, and then you can branch down from there. So you want to start with about 10 seed keywords and then go from there. And as your customers find your sites, you know, and their needs change, everything is going to be changing over time. So your keywords will too. So you want to make sure that you keep monitoring your keywords and make any tweaks that are seen as necessary. Because, you know, what's working now, you know, the strategy and the fundamentals are going to work for the foreseeable future. I mean, it's worked for me for over the last decade. But sometimes certain keywords lose their effectiveness. So you got to make sure that you're on top of what keywords are hot right now. What are people searching for right now? You know, technology changes, things happen in the news, current events happen. So you obviously have to be on top of changes like that. But it's very, very easy to do. And you're going to notice it. This is something you're going to notice if you stay on top of it. And it's very, very natural. So make sure you monitor everything, because doing so is going to allow you to stay ahead of your competition and keep you moving forward. Because remember, most of your competition, they don't have access to this stuff. They don't have access to Coffee Shop Millionaire. They don't know these strategies. So they don't have, you know, what it takes to hang in there for the long term. For the most part, you know, there's some people that obviously have been around for a while and they're able to do this, but most people, they're fly by nights. You know, they'll go in, they'll go out. But if you hang in there with me, you hang in there with consistency and you follow the steps in each one of these videos, you'll have a very well put together business that you can be proud of, and one that's actually going to make you money, and it's going to get you closer and closer to becoming a coffee shop millionaire just like me every single day. So go ahead, take action. You've got no excuses. I've laid out everything for you to build yourself a nice keyword list. You can start with 10 seed keywords, which are the main topic keywords, and then build your list from there. So go ahead, get started, do it right now, and I hope to see you in one of the coffee shops around the world, and I'll see you on the next video.